Ido.
Ha ido.
With emphasis on he. Él ha ido.
Él ha ido.
You informal have gone. Has ido.
Has ido.
Again, what is to leave in Spanish?
Salir.
Salir.
And what will left be?
Salido.
Salido.
How would you say you, all of you, have left?
Han salido.
Han salido.
They have left.
Han salido.
Han salido.
We have left.
Hemos salido.
Hemos salido.
Again, we have, like the other we's, are the odd ones out, but you'll get used to them over time. How would you say we haven't left?
No hemos salido.
No hemos salido.
We haven't eaten.
No hemos comido.
No hemos comido.
What is to come in Spanish?
Venir.
Venir.
So, came?
Venido.
Venido.
We have come.
Hemos venido.
Hemos venido.
But now, going back to the ardos, how would you say, I have taken?
He tomado.
He tomado.
How do you think you would say, I have taken it? Now, what you've probably said is something like he tomado lo, where you've put the lo at the end, which is to be expected because so far that's what you've been doing. For instance, what is to take?
Tomar.
Tomar.
And to take it?
Tomarlo.
Tomarlo.
Let's try another example. What would be to eat it?
Comerlo.
Comerlo.
To prepare it.
Prepararlo.
Prepararlo.
Now, in order to understand exactly where the it should go, we need to understand the word it a bit better. So, for one moment, how would you say, I have prepared the coffee?
He preparado el café.
He preparado el café.
Now, as I mentioned very early on in the course, using a word like the coffee is useful, of course, when you want to talk about the coffee. However, at a certain point, you may wish to replace it with a word like it. Because, as we do in English, if we keep saying something like the coffee, the coffee, the coffee, the coffee, we'll feel like we're going a bit crazy, and it will sound quite unusual in English. So what we might say is something like, I've prepared the coffee and I've put it on the table, as opposed to saying, I have prepared the coffee and I've put the coffee on the table and the coffee will taste good. Instead, we'll say something like, I've prepared the coffee and I've put it on the table and it will taste good because it's a really nice gourmet one I bought. Something like that. But we will use it to replace another word. That's what we do in English. That's what happens in most languages. Simply because it's too much trouble to keep saying the same word again and again. To avoid doing this, we use words like it to replace other words. Now, I don't particularly like to use grammatical terms, but I'm going to introduce one here, except I'm going to introduce it in such a way that it will be understandable. The first grammatical term I'm going to introduce is noun, a noun. Now, this is normally described as a person, place, or thing. But that tends not to be an especially useful or usable definition for most people. So, what we're going to say here is that any word that you can put my directly in front of and it makes sense is a noun. So, for instance, my coffee. I have spilt my coffee on the floor. My house. My happiness. My dog. My shoes. My car. My belt. You can put the word my directly in front of these words and it makes sense. And so you know that those words are nouns. Now, why is it I want to tell you which words are nouns? Well, it's going to be useful for the explanation about it. So again, how would you say I have prepared the coffee?
He preparado el café.
He preparado el café.
At the end of that sentence, we have a noun, the coffee. You know it's a noun because you can say my coffee. With the other words in the sentence that aren't nouns, you can't put my before them. So you can't say my prepared, my the. It doesn't make any sense, but you can say my coffee. So you know it's a noun. Well, words like it, again, another grammatical term's going to come out now. Words like it are pronouns. Now, again, you're thinking, what on earth does that mean, pronouns? Well, think of a pronoun as being short for proxy noun. A pronoun is a proxy noun. A proxy is something that stands in place of something else, like a proxy vote. So a proxy noun is something that stands in place of a noun that you put in its place. So a proxy noun goes in place where a noun normally would. So for instance, the coffee. The pronoun or the proxy noun for coffee is it. Although it's not the only pronoun that exists. For instance, if I wanted to talk about myself, if there were no pronouns, if pronouns didn't exist, I would need to say, Paul is feeling happy today, or Paul is going to the shops, or Paul is going for a walk. Why is that? Because I, the word I, is a pronoun. So when you say, I am going out, I'm going to the shops, I am feeling happy, you've actually substituted, you've used a proxy noun and put it in place of your name, more or less. So instead of perhaps talking about someone else, so let's think of your mother. If you're saying, my mother is coming later and I'm going to make her dinner. Her must be a pronoun. And why? Because it's stood in for another noun. Again, let's check if mother is a noun. Can you put my in front of mother? My mother? You can, so you know it's a noun. And it's a word that you're not necessarily going to want to repeat endlessly in the sentence. So when you want to say, I have prepared dinner for my mother, or I have bought my mother something from the shops, you don't necessarily want to keep saying my mother in the sentence, because once you know who it is, you tend to put proxy nouns, pronouns, in the place of that. So, again, when you say something like, I've prepared the coffee, and I think it's good because it's hot, once you've put it in, you've started substituting pronouns, proxy nouns, and putting them in the place of the word the coffee. And that's because it's something you do in English, and so it's something you'll do in Spanish too. Let's have a look at that sentence one more time. How would you say, I have prepared the coffee?
He preparado el café.
He preparado el café.
However, you may not always want to say I have prepared the coffee. You might want to just say I've prepared it. Now, the question is, where does the it go? Well, we know where it normally goes. Let's go back to a sentence where we know where it normally goes. What is to prepare?
Preparar.
Preparar.
And to prepare it?
Prepararlo.
Prepararlo.
And I want to prepare it.
Quiero prepararlo.
Quiero prepararlo.
So, it has been used there as a proxy noun to replace a noun. However, you could just as easily say, I want to prepare the coffee. How would you say that?
Quiero preparar el café.
Quiero preparar el café.
So, there you have it. I want to prepare the coffee. And once more, getting rid of the word coffee and replacing it with a pronoun, with a proxy noun. And of course, the proxy noun for coffee, for a thing, is it. So instead of I want to prepare the coffee, how would you say I want to prepare it?
Quiero prepararlo.
Quiero prepararlo.
So now we know where proxy nouns usually go. They're simply hooked onto the end. However, when we're dealing with the past tense with have, it's a different story. How would you say, I have prepared the coffee? There's no pronoun in the sentence. There's just a noun, the coffee, my coffee. So again, how would you say, I have prepared the coffee?
He preparado el café.
He preparado el café.
Now, if we want to get rid of the coffee and replace it with a proxy noun, with a pronoun, we need to keep an additional rule in mind. And that is that have that's used for the past tense, always steals the pronouns. If there is a have in a sentence, have that's used for the past tense, it will always steal the pronouns and put them directly in front of itself. So again, it will steal the pronoun and put it in front of itself. Now let's try the sentence once more without the pronoun. So, I have prepared the coffee.
He preparado el café.
He preparado el café.
Now let's get rid of the coffee and replace it with the word it. Except keep in mind that because it is a pronoun, a proxy noun, it will be stolen by the have and put directly in front of itself. So how would you say, I have prepared it?
Lo he preparado.
Lo he preparado.
Can you hear how have has stolen the pronoun and put it directly in front of itself? Let's try another sentence. How would you say, I have reserved?
He reservado.
He reservado.
How about, I have reserved it? Now keep in mind, there's a have in this sentence, so it will steal the word it, which is a pronoun, a proxy noun, and put it directly in front of itself.
Lo he reservado.
Lo he reservado.
How about I have visited it?
Lo he visitado.
Lo he visitado.
I have bought it.
Lo he comprado.
Lo he comprado.
I haven't bought it.
No lo he comprado.
No lo he comprado.
What is you have?
A.
A.
You have bought it.
Lo ha comprado.
Lo ha comprado.
You haven't bought it.
No lo ha comprado.
No lo ha comprado.
Why haven't you bought it?
¿Por qué no lo ha comprado?
¿Por qué no lo ha comprado?
What is to eat?
Comer.
Comer.
So again, this one isn't one of the R group, it's one of the others, so it doesn't take the ardo from bravado in the past, but instead the ido from libido. So how would you say eaten?
Comido.
Comido.
I have eaten.
He comido.
He comido.
I have eaten it.
Lo he comido.
Lo he comido.
So, once more, have has stolen the pronoun and put it directly in front of itself, which is what it will always do. If ever you have this have that's used in the past tense, it likes to steal the pronouns, the proxy nouns, the words that stand in place of nouns, and put them directly in front of itself. To understand in Spanish, to understand is
comprender.
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 It sounds a little bit like comprehend, to comprehend, but it's missing the A. So again, to understand is
comprender.
Comprender.
How would you say, I want to understand?
Quiero comprender.
Quiero comprender.
I want to understand it.
Quiero comprenderlo.
Quiero comprenderlo.
How about I can understand it?
Puedo comprenderlo.
Puedo comprenderlo.
I cannot understand it.
No puedo comprenderlo.
No puedo comprenderlo.
How would you say he can understand it?
Puede comprenderlo.
Puede comprenderlo.
He can't understand it.
No puede comprenderlo.
No puede comprenderlo.
What is I want in Spanish, I want?
Quiero.
Quiero.
And what is to know in Spanish?
Saber.
Saber.
How would you say I want to know why?
Quiero saber por qué.
Quiero saber por qué.
And again, how would you say he can understand?
Puede comprender.
Puede comprender.
He can understand it.
Puede comprenderlo.
Puede comprenderlo.
To say to understand me in Spanish is
comprenderme.
Comprenderme.
So how would you say, he can understand me?
Puede comprenderme.
Puede comprenderme.
He can't understand me.
No puede comprenderme.
No puede comprenderme.
How would you say, I want to know why he can't understand me?
Quiero saber por qué no puede comprenderme.
Quiero saber por qué no puede comprenderme.
How would you say it's romantic in Spanish? It's romantic.
Es romántico.
Es romántico.
It's perfect.
Es perfecto.
Es perfecto.
So, that word for it is used for describing what something is, what something is like. However, there's an alternative word which we use for where something is. So how would you say it is here?
Está aquí.
Está aquí.
It is there.
Está allí.
Está allí.
To say I am here, so rather than it is here or it is there, to say I am here, you will say
Estoy aquí.
Estoy aquí.
Estoy aquí.
Estoy aquí.
Now, estoy is like está, and it expresses where you are, and also actually how you are. For instance, you'll use it to say, I am happy, or I am busy. It's actually for more temporary things. So, I am here at the moment. I am happy right now, today. So, it's to do with something that's temporary. It's why these things are used for describing where it is you are, because where you are might change. The more permanent characteristics of who or what you are dealt with by the group that belongs to the other it is. Again, what was the shorter word for it is?
Es.
Es.
And that's used for describing more permanent characteristics of who or what something is or what it's like. But again, how would you say I am here?
Estoy aquí.
Estoy aquí.
And how would you say it is here?
Está aquí.
Está aquí.
But it is romantic.
Es romántico.
Es romántico.
So you can see that está has its counterpart, which is es. And estoy, which has now been introduced, also has a counterpart. But let's try estoy one more time. How would you say I am here?
Estoy aquí.
Estoy aquí.
The counterpart to that, which also means I am, is
soy.
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 Spelt S-O-Y. Now, this is used for talking about more permanent characteristics of who or what you are. For instance, if someone says, who are you? And you want to give your name, you know, say, and for instance, I am Paul. Or they say, what are you? You say, I'm a teacher, or I'm a doctor, whatever it is that you do. These are dealt with by soy. So, let's imagine for a second you're me. How would you say, I'm Paul?
Soy Paul.
Soy Paul.
This is a permanent characteristic. This is who I am. It's not going to change. But if I wanted to say, I am here, well, that's more temporary because it might well change. So how would you say, I am here?
Estoy aquí.
Estoy aquí.
If you want to talk about where you're from, well, that's a permanent characteristic because you will always be from the place where you are from. To say where you're from, you'll simply say, I am of, and wherever that is. So, for instance, to say of or from London, of or from London is
de Londres.
De Londres.
De Londres.
De Londres.
So how would you say, I am from London?
Soy de Londres.
Soy de Londres.
And how would you say, I'm Paul, I'm from London?
Soy Paul, soy de Londres.
Soy Paul, soy de Londres.
Again, these are both permanent, long-term characteristics, so that's why you're using soy. However, if we change it, for instance, make it something temporary. For instance, in London in Spanish is
en Londres.
En Londres.
En Londres.
En Londres.
Now, if you're in London on that day, temporarily, it is not a permanent thing. It might change. So how would you say, I am in London? Meaning, I'm in London today. I'm in London.
Estoy en Londres.
Estoy en Londres.
But I am from London, which is permanent.
Soy de Londres.
Soy de Londres.
So you may have got used to the fact that there are several things in Spanish where, although we have one in English, there are two in Spanish. Two words for have in Spanish, two different types of words for for, and different types of words for I am or it is. It seems confusing at the beginning, but it gets easier with time. It also allows you an interesting range of expression in Spanish, which perhaps is less easy to use in English in a way. For instance, the word for happy in Spanish, happy, is
feliz.
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 It actually has the same root as the English word felicity, which actually is to do with happiness or being happy. So again, with felicity in mind, how would you say happy in Spanish?
Feliz.
Feliz.
If you want to say you are happy, you know, at the moment I'm happy, how would you say I am happy?
Estoy feliz.
Estoy feliz.
Try saying it now with the other word for I am. So assume it's a permanent characteristic and say I am happy, but using the other I am.
Soy feliz.
Soy feliz.
Now in Spanish, that's had a significant effect on the meaning. The first, when you used estoy, simply meant I am happy. But when you used the other I am, which suggests something permanent, it became, more or less in English, I am a happy person. That's the sort of person I am. I'm just a happy person. And so it can be used to allow you an interesting range of expression that we can't necessarily use quite as easily in English. Another way to demonstrate this would be with the word meaning drunk in Spanish. The word for drunk in Spanish sounds quite interesting and beautiful to my ear. It is
borracho.
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 So how would you say I am drunk, meaning more or less at the moment, I am drunk?
Estoy borracho.
Estoy borracho.
You'd use that version of I am because normally being drunk is a temporary thing. Let's try it, though, by shifting over to the other type of I am, which suggests something more permanent. How would you say I am drunk using the other I am?
Soy borracho.
Soy borracho.
Now, with this version of I am drunk, it's become a permanent characteristic. In English, it would probably be translated as something like I am a drunk, or I have a drinking problem, or I'm an alcoholic. It's a very good example of how these two words work. One is I am, meaning I am like this at the moment, and the other is really expressing a characteristic of who or what you are. And that's the key difference between these two words. So again, how would you say, I'm from London?
Soy de Londres.
Soy de Londres.
What's the formal word for you in Spanish?
Usted.
Usted.
And what is the word for and?
Y.
Y.
So how would you say, and you?
Y usted.
Y usted.
How would you say, I'm from London, and you?
Soy de Londres, y usted?
Soy de Londres, y usted?
What's the word for where in Spanish?
Donde.
Donde.
How would you say of where or from where in Spanish?
De donde.
De donde.
It is in Spanish. What is it is, the shorter word that means something permanent, a permanent characteristic?
Es.
Es.
How would you say it is romantic?
Es romántico.
Es romántico.
Now that word, as well as meaning it is, also means he is. It also means she is. It also means you are. So how would you say you are romantic?
Es romántico.
Es romántico.
You are perfect.
Es perfecto.
Es perfecto.
So again, what's the word for where in Spanish?
Donde.
Donde.
And how would you say from where or of where?
De donde.
De donde.
And how would you say you are in Spanish? Again, the same word as for it is. How would you say you are?
Es.
Es.
Turn it into a question. Use a rising intonation and say, are you?
Es.
Es.
How would you say, from where are you?
De dónde es?
De dónde es?
That's how you'd say, where are you from in Spanish. So again, one more time. Where are you from?
De dónde es?
De dónde es?
Answer. I'm from London. And you?
Soy de Londres. ¿Y usted?
Soy de Londres. ¿Y usted?
Spain in Spanish. Spain is...
España.
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 How might someone say, I'm from Spain?
Soy de España.
Soy de España.
Mexico in Spanish is...
México.
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 I'm from Mexico.
Soy de México.
Soy de México.
How would you say, I'm from Spain, and you?
Soy de España. ¿Y usted?
Soy de España. ¿Y usted?
Reply, I'm from Mexico.
Soy de México.
Soy de México.
What is to do in Spanish, to do?
Hacer.
Hacer.
To turn this into you do, you simply get rid of the R, as we have done before. So again, what is to do?
Hacer.
Hacer.
Spelt H-A-C-E-R. Again, the H at the beginning is silent, as it always is in Spanish. And to turn to do into you do, you're simply going to get rid of the R at the end. So, how would you say you do in Spanish?
Hace.
Hace.
How would you turn this into do you do, turning it into a question? You'll simply stick with you do, but raise the intonation at the end. So, do you do?
Hace.
Hace.
What is the word for what in Spanish?
Que.
Que.
So how would you say, what do you do?
¿Qué hace?
¿Qué hace?
Words that end in OR in English are the same in Spanish, although they're pronounced in a Spanish way, they're written and spelt the same. So what would be the word for doctor in Spanish?
Doctor.
Doctor.
Actor.
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 Pastor.
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 How would you say, I am a doctor?
Soy doctor.
Soy doctor.
Now, hopefully you've chosen soy. This is because when you're asked what it is you do, this is something quite permanent. It's not something that's normally going to change today or tomorrow. But when someone asks you what it is you do, what are you? And you say, I'm a doctor. Well, that's quite a permanent thing, or I'm an actor or whatever it is. So how would you say again, I am an actor? I am actor, literally.
Soy actor.
Soy actor.
Words that end in IST in English, like artist or pianist, become ista in Spanish with an IST at the end. So how would you say, I am an artist? Literally, I am artist.
Soy artista.
Soy artista.
I am pianist.
Soy pianista.
Soy pianista.
How would you say, I'm an artist, and you?
Soy artista, ¿y usted?
Soy artista, ¿y usted?
You may remember those words in Spanish that end in ecto. They end in ECT in English, but ECTO in Spanish. So how would you say correct in Spanish?
Correcto.
Correcto.
And perfect?
Perfecto.
Perfecto.
How about architect?
Arquitecto.
Arquitecto.
I'm an architect.
Soy arquitecto.
Soy arquitecto.
Now, actually, that word for architect in Spanish is much more specifically for a man than for a woman. I mentioned earlier the A that is common to women. So you have Angela, Roberta, Maria. These are all Latin names. However, of course, they always have their male counterparts. So you have Angelo, Roberto, Mario. These all end in O. And you'll notice that, for instance, architect ends in an O, doesn't it? So again, how would you say, I'm an architect, if you're a man?
Soy arquitecto.
However, if you're a woman, you're going to say it differently. Just in the same way that Roberto for a man is Roberta for a woman, Mario for a man, Maria for a woman, Angelo for a man, Angela for a woman, these same rules will apply with something like architect. So again, one more time, what is architect for a man?
Arquitecto.
But how do you think a woman would say, I am an architect?
Soy arquitecta.
So, there you can hear an A at the end. Let's try that also with doctor, which also follows this rule. How would you say, I'm a doctor if you're a man?
Soy doctor.
And if you're a woman, let's add an A onto the end. How would you say that?
Soy doctora.
How do you think you'd say, I am a professor, if you're a man? It can also be used for teacher. So, I'm a professor.
Soy profesor.
Now let's try it for a woman, adding an A to the end again.
Soy profesora.
Now, having an A replace an O, or adding an A onto the end, can be said to be the general rule in Spanish for differentiating male and female professions. There are some exceptions. For instance, the word for artist is
artista.
Artista.
Whether you're a man or a woman. The same goes for pianist. So, how would a woman say, I'm a pianist?
Soy pianista.
And what would a man say?
Soy pianista.
So, some do stay the same. However, if you're not certain, I would generally lean towards O for men and A for women. And if you get it wrong, it will still be clear to the Spanish speakers, who will simply correct you and feed it back to you how it should be. And they'll say, ah, you're an architect, but they'll give you the correct form back. So it's not something to worry about too much. Let's try another scenario now, in which you introduce yourself to someone. Assume that you're me, and start by saying, I'm Paul, I'm from London.
Soy Paul, soy de Londres.
Now add, and you?
Y usted?
The person you're speaking to says, I'm David, I'm from Mexico. How would he say that?
Soy David. Soy de México.
Ask him what he does. Say, what do you do?
¿Qué hace?
He replies, I'm a teacher. How would he say that?
Soy profesor.
Let's try that again now. But this time, you're going to be speaking to a woman. Once more, pretend you're me and say, I'm Paul, I'm from London.
Soy Paul, soy de Londres.
And you?
¿Y usted?
Person you're speaking to says, I'm Eva, I'm from Spain.
Soy Eva. Soy de España.
Say to her, what do you do?
¿Qué hace?
She replies, I'm a teacher. How would she say that?
Soy profesora.
So, again, how would you say, where are you from? Literally, of where are you?
¿De dónde es?
¿De dónde es?
Remember that we'll be using S here because where you are from is something permanent. It's a permanent characteristic that doesn't change. Of course, when you're talking about where you are as opposed to where you're from, you'll use the other word for it is. So again, how would you say I am from London?
Soy de Londres.
Soy de Londres.
I'm from London, and you?
Soy de Londres. ¿Y usted?
Soy de Londres. ¿Y usted?
I'm from Spain.
Soy de España.
Soy de España.
I'm from Mexico.
Soy de México.
Soy de México.
How do you think you'd say I'm from Toronto?
Soy de Toronto.
Soy de Toronto.
How about I'm from Sydney?
Soy de Sydney.
Soy de Sydney.
Los Angeles was, of course, a Spanish city, so the name is Spanish and is the same as Spanish, but it's pronounced slightly differently. Have a try at that. How do you think you'd say I'm from Los Angeles?
Soy de Los Ángeles.
Soy de Los Ángeles.
So again, how would you say, where are you from?
¿De dónde es?
¿De dónde es?
Reply, I'm from Los Angeles.
Soy de Los Ángeles.
Soy de Los Ángeles.
How would you say in Spanish, excuse me, where are the toilets?
Perdone, ¿dónde están los servicios?
Perdone, ¿dónde están los servicios?
Excuse me, where is the campsite?
Perdone, ¿dónde está el camping?
Perdone, ¿dónde está el camping?
Excuse me, where's the plaza?
Perdone, ¿dónde está la plaza?
Perdone, ¿dónde está la plaza?
Excuse me, where's the tourist office?
Perdone, ¿dónde está la oficina de turismo?
Perdone, ¿dónde está la oficina de turismo?
Excuse me, where's the station?
Perdone, ¿dónde está la estación?
Perdone, ¿dónde está la estación?
The market in Spanish is
el mercado.
El mercado.
El mercado.
El mercado.
How would you say, excuse me, where's the market?
Perdone, ¿dónde está el mercado?
Perdone, ¿dónde está el mercado?
How would you say the market is in front of the cathedral?
El mercado está enfrente de la catedral.
El mercado está enfrente de la catedral.
What is to understand in Spanish? To understand, literally, to comprehend.
Comprender.
Comprender.
So it's very similar to comprehend, except it's missing the H in the middle. So one more time, to understand.
Comprender.
Comprender.
To say I understand, simply get rid of the air sound at the end and put an O in its place. You may have noticed that when we're talking about I something, we're using an O. For instance, what was I want?
Quiero.
Quiero.
And I can.
Puedo.
Puedo.
And I have, when you're talking about something you possess.
Tengo.
Tengo.
And so you hear that O on the end when you're talking about I, and you'll find that also with understand. So to understand is, of course,
comprender.
Comprender.
Now, get rid of the air sound at the end and put an O in its place. So how would you say, I understand?
Comprendo.
Comprendo.
How about, I don't understand?
No comprendo.
No comprendo.
Perhaps someone's given you directions, but you don't understand. So say, I don't understand. Where is the market?
No comprendo. ¿Dónde está el mercado?
No comprendo. ¿Dónde está el mercado?
Try it with something else. I don't understand. Where is the station?
No comprendo. ¿Dónde está la estación?
No comprendo. ¿Dónde está la estación?
Again, what is to visit in Spanish?
Visitar.
Visitar.
To prepare.
Preparar.
Preparar.
To decorate.
Decorar.
Decorar.
To reserve.
Reservar.
Reservar.
To invite.
Invitar.
Invitar.
To mark.
Marcar.
Marcar.
To camp.
Acampar.
Acampar.
To desire.
Desear.
Desear.
To pay.
Pagar.
Pagar.
What do you think to repeat would be? Now, you may well have said something like repetar. However, this doesn't end in an AR in Spanish, although it's a good guess again. If you're not sure, it's worth having a try and having a guess. You might be able to make yourself understood. However, to repeat is actually
repetir.
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 Spelt R-E-P-E-T-I-R. How would you say you can repeat?
Puede repetir.
Puede repetir.
Now turn it into a question and say, can you repeat?
Puede repetir.
Puede repetir.
Now try, can you repeat it by hooking the lo onto the end.
Puede repetirlo.
Puede repetirlo.
How would you say, I can't repeat it?
No puedo repetirlo.
No puedo repetirlo.
How would you say later in Spanish?
Más tarde.
Más tarde.
Literally, of course, that is more late, more tardy, which is the way you express something in Spanish. As I mentioned earlier, in English we have two ways of describing something as being less or more than something. For instance, we have big and bigger, small and smaller, but we don't say comfortable and comfortabler. We say comfortable and more comfortable, intelligent and more intelligent. These two systems have come to us because we're sort of a hybrid language in English. We have a Germanic part, and from German and in Dutch, even today, they add ER to compare things. But in Latin languages, which we also are influenced by, you add more in order to compare something. So although we say big and bigger in English, in Spanish it would be big and more big. We say late and later in English, but in Spanish it will be late and more late. And this goes for everything, which actually makes it easier for us, because whereas we have two systems, they just have one. Everything is with more. To say slow or slowly in Spanish, you will say
despacio.
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 So, how do you think you would say slower or more slowly in Spanish?
Más despacio.
Más despacio.
And this is what you'll always use in Spanish in order to say something is more than something. There'll be no slower, it'll be more slow or more slowly. So one more time, how would you say later in Spanish?
Más tarde.
Más tarde.
And slower or more slowly?
Más despacio.
Más despacio.
How would you say I can in Spanish? I can.
Puedo.
Puedo.
You can, formal.
Puede.
Puede.
How would you say you can speak?
Puede hablar.
Puede hablar.
You can speak more slowly.
Puede hablar más despacio.
Puede hablar más despacio.
Using a rising intonation, turn it into a question and say, can you speak more slowly?
Puede hablar más despacio.
Puede hablar más despacio.
Perhaps, however, you're talking to someone you know well. So change the type of word you're using for can to the informal and say, can you speak more slowly?
¿Puedes hablar más despacio?
¿Puedes hablar más despacio?
Do you remember how to say I'm sorry in Spanish? I'm sorry.
Lo siento.
Lo siento.
You may by now be familiar with the Spanish word for it, which is lo. And you can hear that in I'm sorry, which once more is
lo siento.
Lo siento.
And the second word, which is
siento.
Siento.
You'll notice has an O on the end, which again is to do with I in Spanish. You know, I can and I understand. They've all got O on the end. Literally, it means I feel it. So when you're saying I'm sorry, it's like saying I feel it. I really feel what it is I've done. So again, how would you say I'm sorry? Literally, I feel it.
Lo siento.
Lo siento.
How would you say I'm sorry, but?
Lo siento, pero.
Lo siento, pero.
How would you say I'm sorry, but I can't speak more slowly?
Lo siento, pero no puedo hablar más despacio.
Lo siento, pero no puedo hablar más despacio.
Again, what is to leave in Spanish, to leave?
Salir.
Salir.
And what is I have to or I must in Spanish?
Tengo que.
Tengo que.
How would you say, I'm sorry, but I have to leave?
Lo siento, pero tengo que salir.
Lo siento, pero tengo que salir.
What's the word for now in Spanish, now?
Ahora.
Ahora.
How would you say, I'm sorry, but I must leave now?
Lo siento, pero tengo que salir ahora.
Lo siento, pero tengo que salir ahora.
If that's the case, you might want to say goodbye. Goodbye in Spanish is
adiós.
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 Say goodbye.
Adiós.
Adiós.
Let's try another scenario now, where you meet someone in the street and ask them for directions and have a bit of a chat with them. Start by saying, excuse me, where's the market?
Perdone, ¿dónde está el mercado?
The gentleman you ask replies, but you don't understand. Tell him, say, I don't understand. Can you repeat that, please? Can you repeat it, please?
No comprendo. ¿Puede repetirlo, por favor?
Again, you don't understand because he speaks so quickly. Say this time, can you speak more slowly, please?
¿Puede hablar más despacio, por favor?
He tries again, but this time more slowly. He says, the market is in front of the plaza, over there. How would he say that?
El mercado está enfrente de la plaza, allí.
Say, ah, I understand.
Ah, comprendo.
And say thank you.
Gracias.
You're about to leave, but he continues talking to you. He says, where are you from? How would he say that?
¿De dónde es?
You say where you're from. In this example, you say, I am from Sydney, and you?
Soy de Sydney, ¿y usted?
He replies, I'm from Madrid, I'm Pablo. How does he say that?
Soy de Madrid, soy Pablo.
You then tell him your name. Say, I'm Kylie.
Soy Kylie.
You'd notice how smartly dressed he is and ask him what it is he does. How would you say that?
¿Qué hace?
He says, I'm an architect. And you?
Soy arquitecto. ¿Y usted?
You tell him your profession. Say, I'm a doctor.
Soy doctora.
He looks at his watch and realizes suddenly that he's late for an appointment. He smiles at you and says goodbye. How would he say that?
Adiós.
Say the same back to him.
Adiós.
So again, how would you say I have prepared in Spanish?
He preparado.
He preparado.
You have reserved. Formal.
Ha reservado.
Ha reservado.
You informal have reserved.
Has reservado.
Has reservado.
You have spoken Spanish. Informal again.
Has hablado español.
Has hablado español.
Have you spoken Spanish?
¿Has hablado español?
¿Has hablado español?
What was the word for English in Spanish?
Inglés.
Inglés.
Have you spoken English?
¿Has hablado inglés?
¿Has hablado inglés?
What is to buy in Spanish?
Comprar.
Comprar.
How do you make that into the past tense and make it into bought?
Comprado.
Comprado.
How would you say you informal have bought?
Has comprado.
Has comprado.
How do you think you'd say you have bought it? Now keep in mind that the past tense have in Spanish likes to steal the pronouns, the proxy nouns, words like it, and put them directly in front of itself. So, you have bought it.
Lo has comprado.
Lo has comprado.
You haven't bought it.
No lo has comprado.
No lo has comprado.
You haven't bought it talking to more than one person.
No lo han comprado.
No lo han comprado.
How about they haven't bought it?
No lo han comprado.
No lo han comprado.
What was we have?
Hemos.
Hemos.